From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Islamic State defenders in Fallujah launched a counterattack Tuesday in the southern part of that western Iraqi city to try to blunt an army-led assault to retake the city captured by the IS group 2.5 years ago. Iraq's counterterrorism service has been joined by regular army units, Sunni tribesmen, and Shia militia, and backed by airstrikes in the events have launched earlier this week. The fierce fighting has raised alarm among international and humanitarian aid organizations about the fate of an estimated 50,000 civilians trapped inside the city. Lisa Grand is the deputy special representative of the U.N. Assistance Mission for Iraq.
Families that are still stuck in Fallujah right now, they are at extreme, grave risk from artillery and from crossfire. We also are receiving very credible reports that families are being concentrated and forced into the center of the city by Daesh, and they're not allowed to leave these concentration points. And that would suggest that Daesh could be using them or may intend to use them as some kind of a human shield.
She said some families who managed to escape said there is widespread food deprivation. The leader of Western Sahara's Polisario Front independence movement, Mohamed Abdelaziz, has died after more than 3 decades of struggle with Morocco over the future of the former Spanish territory. He was said to be in his late 60s and reportedly suffered a long-standing illness. The Algerian government has declared a week of mourning. His death comes as Morocco, which annexed the territory after the Spanish left in 1975, expelled the UN peacekeeping mission following a reference by UN Secretary of State General Ban Ki-moon to Rabat's occupation of Western Sahara. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency Tuesday said more than 2,500 people have died trying to make the dangerous crossing from North Africa to Europe on the Mediterranean so far this year. That's about 600 more than the same tragic pace last year at this time. Nearly 900 have perished just in the past week alone, often in unseaworthy vessels operated by smugglers. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler said UN authorities are trying to better understand the reasons behind the dramatic uptick in migration efforts.
According to survivors, smuggler hubs operating in locations including Niger remain active in feeding people from West Africa through to Libya, where many remain for many months before being put onto boats for the crossing to Europe.
More than 200,000 have made it to Europe, escaping poverty and war in Africa, the Middle East, and South Asia since January. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 23 people, including 7 children, were killed by airstrikes late Monday in the rebel-held city of Idlib. The Britain-based rights group said Russian planes carried out the strikes. Moscow denies it. Meanwhile, a multinational effort in concert with the World Food Program to airdrop food and medicine to thousands of Syrians and besieged communities is expected to get underway in earnest Wednesday. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
The humanitarian assistance is still not flowing satisfactorily. We're still seeing obstructions put up by the regime to the delivery of food and water and medicine and supplies. And so I think it's safe to assume that come tomorrow, the ISSG will start preparing for the necessity of airdrops and air bridges. We would expect the regime to facilitate or not interfere with those steps.
The airdrops was a plan announced last month by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry involving 13 designated areas where government and rebel forces block land deliveries. The World Health Organization has urged sexually active people to return from areas where the Zika virus is prevalent to practice abstinence or safe sex protocols for a longer period of time. Christian Lindmeier, a WHO spokesman.
People should practice safer sex or abstain for at least 8 weeks if they are returning from Zika-affected areas and don't present Zika disease symptoms. So these are for asymptomatic people, at least 8 weeks. This goes for men and women. And the previous recommendation suggested a period of at least 4 weeks. So this, we're upping from at least 4 weeks to at least 8 weeks.
Scientists have determined the virus lingers longer than previously thought in the bloodstream and other body fluids. Egypt's foreign ministry said it's investigating alleged racist remarks by its ambassador to Kenya. Kenyan diplomat Ivan Kamati accused the unnamed Egyptian diplomat of referring to Africans as dogs and slaves during a meeting in Nairobi. The UN Security Council Tuesday voted to renew sanctions on individuals who are deemed to be obstructing full implementation of a peace agreement to end the South Sudanese conflict. A resolution extends sanctions for a year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.